Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. If flu vaccination rates are any predictor, not nearly enough Kentuckians will get the COVID-19 vaccine to achieve herd immunity. Herd immunity happens when a virus can't spread because it keeps encountering people who are protected against the infection. Dr. Dale Toney heads the Kentucky Medical Association and says just over a third of Kentuckians typically get flu shots.
Historically, unfortunately, it's only about 38% of Kentuckians get vaccinated for the flu. And we'd really like to see that number a lot higher. You know, to achieve herd immunity that we talk about, that takes about 70 to 80% vaccination rate to achieve the herd immunity for the flu. And then, of course, once you have herd immunity, that protects the population that didn't get vaccinated or didn't have the infection. And for COVID, as a corollary, it's 60 to 70% is what's estimated will require people to get vaccinated to achieve herd immunity for the COVID infection.
Do you anticipate the COVID-19 vaccination rate being similar to the flu rate, or do you think it'll be more given the severity of the virus?
Well, we absolutely hope that it will be higher. It certainly is going to be hard to predict at this point, but we know that we need to educate the public about the vaccine and how important it is.
Are there certain groups or ethnicities that are less likely to get the flu or COVID vaccine?
Unfortunately, that is true, that historically in Kentucky especially, the flu vaccination rates are lower in Hispanic people and African-American populations. And we're hoping that won't be the case, but it may be the case with the COVID vaccination as well. So it's going to be really important as we move forward to build trust among these groups and to use maybe culturally specific messaging to these groups of populations.
You've sort of already touched on this, but given the state's low vaccination rate for the flu, what are some of the challenges convincing people to get the COVID vaccine?
I think we just have to build a trust. You know, most vaccines take years to develop. You know, this has just been an extraordinarily fast, rapid development. I mean, but most vaccines that you know take years. You know, 4 years is a fast vaccination development rate. Sometimes they take 20, 30, 40 years to develop. So this one, you know, in 10 months, there's a vaccine. And so I think that can scare people. So I think we have to build trust to educate the public. Maybe if trusted public figures get the shots, leaders in the community, leaders of color, or of these minority groups that we're talking about, if they got the shot publicly, like on TV or different things, scientists get the shots, physicians. I heard on the news today that three of the ex-presidents, former presidents, are going to get the shots together on TV just to try to convince the public that it is safe. So education, collaboration, that will be the key, I think.
The Commonwealth Fund released a study last week suggesting COVID-19 vaccine distribution requires stronger federal support and partnership. Do you agree?
Well, I haven't seen that study that you're talking about, but I just will say that everyone just needs to work together to develop trust with the people. So physicians, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, insurers, everyone who usually are in competition with each other, they have been working together with this, and I think that's the key of getting this so rapidly and hopefully getting a population immunized in Kentucky.
We've been speaking with Dr. Dale Toney, president of the Kentucky Medical Association. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.